Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
I am a Hebrew, I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew, I was born in Indiana.
I'm a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Lane.
We are Hebrew.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thank you to everyone tuned in tonight. Bless you. I hope you can hear me. My name is Sister Ashley. Once again, sound checks, please. And another show kicking off the last week before I will see some of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Tien. First Tien was Zionah. Bless you, Zionah. Hallelujah. All right. Mother Jennifer, let's get a sound check from you. Let's see if we can hear you.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Ashley. Shalom to all of you daughters of Zion. It's so good to be here. Very good to be excited about coming up on another one of Yah's feasts. And to be invited to his feast. I pray that everyone can hear me. I can hear you very well, Sister Ashley, and when you're ready, we can move forward.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Tens, on both of us. Bless you, Canada, everyone listening. I want to give a special thank you to Sister Marshala and Sister Amara tonight, Sister Sonia Crago, Big Giver, every feast, to every community, to everyone traveling. Hallelujah. to every man bringing his family, every sister planning to come and help, to every woman that is growing. I bless the Most High for you all. Every sinner who has repented, every yoke that the Most High is breaking and has broken off of each of you and me. Bless the Most High for every sincere heart of worship that's coming to the feast. Bless the Most High for the remnant. Special thank you to every age woman, every leader, every supporter of the leaders, every wife, every homeschool mom, and my listeners to the Diaspora of Israel. Shalom, and thank you for loving the Most High. To my pastor, I acknowledge him tonight for initiating a restoration for thousands of souls and being a great shepherd, obeying the command that if you love me, you'll feed my sheep. Showing me how to love, hallelujah, showing me how to love. To my husband, who's never ever given me a reason not to trust him, he's never shown me anything but Christ, never, hallelujah. I'd like to thank Sister Sakina and Tammy for the labor of their hands tonight, Miss Love, for your commitment. Thank you for helping me this entire school year. Sister Bobby, bless you. Once again, my audience, this audience, the faithful show, listeners and supporters who try to come with open ears, just wanting to hear the good conversation and hopefully sparks their interest and their craving for the Most High. To my land sisters, everyone who lives on the land that would give this show any time or give me any respect, I bless y'all. And to all the pastors' homes, bless you, his entire house. Pray everyone is purging themselves probably this late in the latter days, probably getting really accustomed to the rod. Hallelujah. Hopefully learning about your own stubbornness and putting down your finger and keeping it from pointing at anyone else. Hallelujah. As you self-reflect and self-reprove yourself, that's what it's about. I bless y'all. I'm glad to know you. I'm glad the Most High y'all made us all a family. Bless you. Thank you, Sister Aya, all the way out there in Finland. Mother Jennifer, who's on your heart?
Hallelujah. I want to thank the Most High YAH for getting us through the dead season, continuing to keep us and even continuing to keep us as we enter into this new year, showing us how to walk and how to conduct ourselves, how to get our hearts right before Him, before we come to His feast, and how to please Him and not please ourselves. I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for his continual labor of love, the example that he continually puts before his family, the love that he continually shows Israel. It's just never ending. You know, I see the work that he does. I see the love that he pours into the people, and it's never he's never withholding love at all in any form. Whether it's, you know, a form of tough love or a form of you know, being soft and compassionate, he knows what to be to each one at any time. And so I'm so thankful for his discernment and just him not being afraid to be who he is, to be obedient to the Most High YAH. And to our shepherd, Pastor Dow, for continuing to show the women who we are, loving us as women, need to be loved. You know, we've never known what it was at all in the world, but showing us who we are and loving us in spite of that. So blessings to you, Pastor Dow, and to your entire family. And I just want to just acknowledge straightway. You know, I was thinking about, Sister Ashley, I was thinking about you today, and I remember telling my sister wives, I said, could you imagine planning, the planning that goes into a feast? You plan the menu, you plan the grocery list, you know, you help with the grocery shopping, you direct the serving team, you know, and I just started naming off all of these tasks, and I just couldn't even imagine it, but I'm grateful for, you know, what YAH has placed in Straightway. The love of servitude that he's placed in all of you, and just so thankful. And I just pray that we could come and take off some of the burden, that when we come that you all would just get a chance to do things that you don't normally get to do, that you would get a chance to fellowship, because the other communities that come would just take the burden off of you all. So blessings to you and blessings to everything that you all do. Mr. Ashley.
Hallelujah. Hey, I want to give a thank you to, you know, Pastor's Home and to everyone who supports me as I contribute my small part of planning. Mother has given me her mind, poured into me her mind, and she stays all in it. She'll rip me if I need it, or redirect me, or change stuff in a heartbeat. Try to stay really communicative to her, and as well as move out of her way when she needs to move the way she moves, as well as, you know, Sister Summer and Mama Nellie, they're more than welcome to correct or change anything that we do going forward. A lot of us would just try to take the burden off of each other and serve the Most High Yah. Thank you for acknowledging me. I put it right back onto the Father. I'm literally just an unprofitable servant, and that's the truth. I do give my all. I pray that I never waver. And I got some great examples in front of me. I got some great sisters. I appreciate the communication. I appreciate the old shoes. I keep calling on that, not to be a negative term or disrespectful at all. To those who were here before me that showed me the way, you know. I do it for my love for Christ and for them. Hallelujah. I hope that each of you are able to come serve someone, even if it's the person right beside you in your tent. Remember, it helps us greatly to bring water. We never say water on the Be a Blessing, because you don't need to send us water. But the more water you bring for yourself, it does help us out. Water is something that we are continually, you know, we run our distiller that we have here, and then we also purchase distilled water. And the water is actually one of the critical, you know, making enough tea for dinner and having enough water every day is just as critical as the food and the food planning. So we're getting the water schedule. It changes, you know, each feast, who's doing what and when, and it all falls right into place. I just appreciate everybody's hands who really make this thing move forward. It's a beautiful thing that we can come together at the feast. And tonight, I wanted to talk about the feast. I wanted to talk about it differently maybe than we've ever reflected before. I have a lot of clips, and hoping that these clips will be able to minister to you. Some people say, you know, a few sisters have said, you know, how do you prepare your heart? What do you do, you know, to get ready for the feast and things like that? And I thought maybe if we walk their way through this journey of these clips tonight, you'll be able to have something resonate in your spirit as you prepare yourself as a little lifeline, one more week, you know, to try to reflect on the Most High Yah. 7 days left. Hallelujah. We saw Goshen Brothers. I saw them at a distance today. They came out to the land. A few people rolling in early. They're not staying, but, you know, a few faces we'll see next, on the 11th when the land opens up, right? So that's less than 7 days. That's less than 7 days. Some of you will be seeing us on Sabbath, seeing us on screen, and then turning right around and leaving 24 hours later or so. Bless your journey. Bless your travel. As Pastor said, don't forget to pray that the Most High Yah's angel go with you. And if it is or is needed, consider the oil change and the tire checks and all those things, because the enemy tries to take advantage of somebody every year. Someone falls prey to the breakdowns or the large, long miles, you know, of travel that your vehicle might not be accustomed to. So really, really try to cover yourself and your family. Mother Jennifer, any announcements from you?
Just wanted to know where we stand with the Be a Blessing list, Sister Ashley, if you could update us.
Yes, I thank y'all so much for everything. Everyone here on the land would say thank you, truly. You know, our brothers run and pick up the Be a Blessing items from the mailing address. Our sisters, mainly Sister Carolina, Grandma Vicky and Sister Sarah have helped her, Gigi's helped her. I'm sorry if I miss anybody, as we all try to pitch in if we're needed, but, you know, opening it all up and putting it away and counting and hauling it and sending it to where it needs to go. So we have different facilities and storage containers. But as far as to answer your question, as far as the Be a Blessing goes, we are no longer needing Clorox wipes. We are no longer needing the Vivas, the paper towels. We are no longer needing laundry detergent. If you sent it already, praise y'all, you know we'll use it. But just so you know, those things are taken care of. So remember, right now, you can still send your paper goods. It's something we use all year long, every feast, every wedding, every Shabbat. And we don't necessarily have a certain number for the feast, but we have a goal. And we're getting there, and it's beautiful. It looks like we won't have to purchase any paper goods. And I thank y'all so much. I thank y'all for taking the time out of your, the money out of your paycheck, out of your wallet, out of your savings, out of whatever you got going on to give to the saints. The Most High, y'all appreciates it. And, I pray that it's received and returned with great favor. Thank you, Mother Jennifer, for asking. Anything else?
No, ma'am. That's all I have.
Hallelujah. So I guess what I'll do, and then Mother Jennifer will speak in between these clips. I'm sure, the show takes different seasons. Sometimes we talk more, sometimes we talk less, sometimes we play clips, or now we're playing songs, So I know it's always changing. I'm praising the Most High Yah for it. It's his show, not ours. I always say that. If we didn't have this show, the show would go on. If Pastor and the elders saw fit that it needed to. So I thank the Most High Yah for the avenue to communicate to you all. My first clip up is actually from 2012. It's about 2 minutes long. It's called A Prayer for Iniquities. I think a good place to start in answering the question, like how do you prepare yourself for Passover, is to reflect on iniquities. I think early on, Mother Jennifer, maybe you were the same way. I had to grow in my reverence for the blood of Jesus Christ. I had to grow into my worship for it. I didn't understand the feast that I was keeping, but I knew that my spirit was greatly convicted, to do the things that my teacher, my shepherd, was teaching me. So I had the reverence, but in small measure. And you continue to grow, and each of you will. I still will. At the reason that we come together, it's more than just a surface Bible verse. And really paying honor to the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, I want to thank the Most High Yah for every drop that he is so freely, continually giving. I pray that we are not sinning willfully. And I pray that the things that we do have to fight are the iniquities that are bound in us through our ancestor sins and through the sin that we have committed even up until now. And so I think we can start off with this prayer for iniquities from Pastor Dow, December 25th of 2012. You ready, Mother Jennifer? Let's kick it off.
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready, Sister Ashley.
All right. Sound checks through the night always help, and I appreciate all the chat room communication that y'all sisters do. You're very mindful. Anything you want to ask, please go ahead. Here we go.
If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespasses. Now, what should you confess? Your iniquities. See, because what happens is that your fathers, you end up getting a generational curse from your father. Then you go out and perpetuate the curse and make sure you extend the curses a few more generations. Now the sin is totally laid upon you. This is not like you come to the knowledge of what was happening in your family and then you repented of it, but you submitted to the curse too. And you sin. Now you got personal ownership to it. So now you got to confess. Then you got to confess what is the iniquities of your fathers, which they have trespassed against me. Look at this. And that they have also walked contrary to me. Well, what do you mean? It goes something like this. Father, my ancestors are liars. We've all sinned against you. I personally have sinned, taking personal ownership for my iniquity, what I've done, whatever it may be. I'm also confessing of the iniquities of my father because I know it was in my bloodline. I personally have trespassed against you. I have walked contrary against you, and my fathers have walked contrary against you. I am confessing, repenting, and forsaking of this wicked way today. Now, when you do that, it's more than just words. That's a complete turnabout of the whole entire person.
Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, you want to add?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to say that, there are prayers on the Straightway Truth website. And these prayers that are listed on the Straightway Truth website cover pretty much everything that you could encounter. So if you're very new when it comes to praying and seeking the Father and you can't really think of the right words and you can't think of the right format, you know, you think you might leave something out, there are prayers that are already on the Straightway Truth website. They're on Facebook as well. You know, if you have access to Facebook, I found more on Facebook. But, you know, so Pastor just talked about iniquities and bloodline sins. And there's a prayer on there. It's deliverance from bloodline sins. And I'm just going to read through it. It says, Abba, Father, I come before you, the judge of all things. I enter into your presence by the blood of Jesus, my advocate and mediator. I confess and repent, and please ask you to help me to remember anything I may have missed in me and my family line. I repent for rebellion, stubbornness, idolatry in my family's bloodline, also which I have committed against you. I ask you to forgive me, and I ask that the blood of Jesus to forgive me and cleanse me for every single time I have not walked right before you. Forgive me when I have ignored your correction. Forgive me for disregarding your desire and will for me because I was too rebellious and stubborn. Father, am I judge? I repent for being lazy and being distracted from coming before you. I'm sorry for every single time I disregarded and ignored your Holy Spirit leading me to present myself before you. Jesus, please remove every accusation against me. I ask that any and all rebellion in my bloodline be revoked and removed by the blood of Jesus. I disagree with all rebellion against Yahweh's kingdom, my home. I ask, Judge, that the accuser, my enemy, my adversary, the devil, can no longer use my family's past rebellion against me, nor my personal rebellion, which the devil has used to accuse me. Please revoke it by the blood of Jesus so that the healing, which now belongs to me, because I am the Father's child. Father, I ask for a full healing to manifest in my body now. I ask that my mind be restored to full obedience now. Thank you for always being mindful of me through your death, burial, and resurrection, and now seated on the throne to make intercession for me. Holy Spirit, do the work of Yah's kingdom in my heart and my family's, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Abba, my Father, and my righteous judge. For the ways of man are before the eyes of, and he pondereth all his goings. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Sister Ashley?
Very beautiful. Yes, you can say names to the Most High Yah. Yes, you can, you know, talk about events and traumas. You can talk about your controlled evil emotions, you know, that you have a problem expressing or that you are inadvertently holding in. You know, yes, sin is laid upon each of us. Yes, it is. Confession may be new for some. And then for others, you grow and excel in your confessions because you begin to bear yourself more and more naked before the Father. The word iniquities may be very new for someone, but then for others, you realize iniquity has piled upon, you know, upon you for so long, and it's one thing after another after another. But it's all a process of great love, that you would be shown the things you're shown, and that he would purge you at the rate that he needs to purge you for you to make it into his kingdom. He knows your end, and he knows your last dying breath. And it's a short period of time for each of us to get there. So I praise the Most High Yah for prayers such as this that you just shared, things that, you know, spark and provoke his spirit inside of you to dwell upon, meditate on, and give you direction. And then, you know, when you don't have that paper in front of you or you don't have that prayer in front of you, then you can still use that vulnerability and nakedness before the Father to confess the things that are really mentally tormenting you. Mother Jennifer, anything else before the next clip?
I wanted to just add that, you know, it is very big to take responsibility for what your ancestors did instead of, you know, and this is what Pastor was pointing out, instead of pointing the finger and saying, well, I don't have anything to do with that. I didn't directly do it. Well, yeah, you're still being affected by it. So you have to repent on behalf of those in your bloodline. And you can't take an attitude of pride and say that it has nothing to do with me, because it really does. And you're in a position where you have the wisdom and the knowledge, and you can actually break those curses and, you know, stand in the gap on behalf of your bloodline. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Well said. Please, if you have questions tonight, my sisters, it's the last show before Passover. If you have any questions on the blood, questions on purging yourself, let us know. We're going to go through these clips. My next one is a YouTube video that he did, Pastor Dow did in 2017. It's called Why Your Prayers Do Not Get Answered. And the reason I'm pulling this up is I remember originally, or years and years ago, Mother Jennifer, like, even hearing why your prayers do not get answered would just, like, run chills down me, like, oh, my God, is that me? You know, you have to know within yourself if they are or not. You have to know within the fruit of your own life that you're being heard. You know, that's something that you cultivate and develop with the Father. And so at first there is doubt and there is wavering and there's questioning. It shouldn't be, but that's just how far we each and all went from the Father. So he really explains why our prayers do not get answered. And instead of fearing that they don't get answered, let's focus on why they wouldn't and get it right. So you ready, Mother Jennifer, for the second clip?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
Thank you. Here we go.
The reason why the Most High Yah doesn't answer your prayers so that you can get your prayers answered. All right? All right. Number one, unrepented sin in your life. Yeah. I mean, if there are things that you have going on in your life, especially personal issues and things, and they're totally unresolved, you know that they do not meet the biblical conditions, then the Father's not going to hear you. As a matter of fact, he says in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, then the Most High will not hear me. So you can't expect to be sending up prayers, and you've got sin in your life, unresolved sin, and you expect him to answer. He's not a hypocrite. He's not like that. You will meet his conditions if you want your prayers answered. All right, what's the next one, number two? Well, here's the big ones right here. Offended. Offended. You know, there are many, many things that people will do to offend you. And you could be offended. Are you following me? But Matthew 5:23 says, therefore, when you bring your gift to the altar, and there remembers that your brother have ought against you, leave your gift at the altar or before the altar, go thy way and first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer your gift. You know, there are people that you have personally offended, period, point blank. And you need to get that right before you come to the Father. And most of us, we're so arrogant, we're so prideful, we're so egotistical and offended that we act like we haven't done anything. And the truth is, you need to be sensitive towards your brothers and sisters to see if you have caused some type of an offense, see if it's legit. Because if it's legit, and you're so-called think you're praying to the Father, he ain't going to hear you, period. And that could be another reason why your prayers are not getting answered.
All right, let me pause for a second and throw this in there. My sister says, the odds are that there are many, many of you that will be coming to this Passover with issues in your heart towards someone else. And I know there's frustration and there's feelings and offense and irritation and the things of the flesh, but what you bring is humility, you know? That's how you know. If I have an offense, if I have frustration and irritation, I can't deliver myself. I don't allow that to be an excuse, but I'm saying to you, okay, if I'm coming to the feast, what I'm bringing is humility. I'm bringing the humility that I've been on my face and on my knees about how I see her, about how I feel about her, you know, how I'm wrong, you know, how expecting I am, how deserving I am, how proud I am. You're bringing that humility, you know, even as an offering unto the Father, that I can't deliver myself from the feeling that just won't go away, you know. I can't deliver myself from the frustration and the irritation that I'm continually fighting and trying to resist, but I can at all times try to bring humility to her and to the Most High Yah. Mother Jennifer, help me out.
And, you know, Sister Ashley, this goes back to the message on forgiveness that we talked about a few weeks ago. And at the very end of that message, Pastor went over confession. He went over prayer. You know, you have to be to the point where you're humble enough to confess that you have not met his conditions and that, you know, you really don't have forgiveness in your heart and that you need to move past your own will. So you've got to confess all that. And I pray that everyone is at the point where you've really recognized that you've held unforgiveness in your heart against anyone, that you have not met the conditions. And hopefully, you know, you're at the point where you're in a really good place of being able to move past your own will and meet the conditions and meet Yah's, actually carry out Yah's will by being willing to love and move past the hate that's been manifesting. So go back, if you can, and listen to that message and listen to those prayers, make those confessions, and I guarantee you'll be set free when you humble yourself. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Good direction. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm not sure if you were able to catch Elder Rufus's blog talk, but did he say something along the lines of don't come to the feast offended, don't come jealous?
Absolutely. Well, no, Sister Ashley, he said to work on those things in your heart, but to understand that we won't be perfect until the perfect one comes. So don't come offended. No, don't come with those things in your heart, just resolving that you're not going to work on them, that, you know, Yah's going to accept me any kind of way. But understand that if you're working on those things, and you have made the proper confessions and you've truly worked on yourself, that you understand that we won't be made perfect until the perfect one comes. Don't come with your condemnation. Don't come beating yourself up. Come actively working on those things and come knowing that you want to have a resolution. You want to resolve it. You don't want to walk in this anymore. Sister Ashley?
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. All right, so we're going to go back to why your prayers are not getting answered from January 19, 2017 on Straightway University YouTube video. He's talked about how unconfessed sin will hinder your prayers from being answered, and now he's speaking on offense. He's also going to move on to another point. Here we go.
How about if others have offended you? That's number three, others that offend you. When people offend you, and see, I know that this makes us seem like we are a victim because we are a victim of somebody else's injustice. But listen to me very closely. You know, this whole design of offense right here is to get you to not meet Yah's conditions, because many times we insulate and we protect ourselves from the hurt, harm, and danger of others. And so sometimes we have to build up these walls in order to protect ourselves. But at the same time, watch this. If you know someone has offended you, and yet and still, you are the one that is bitter. You're the one that is angry. You know, even when you see them, you hear their name, you get angry and upset. If you are the one that's carrying malice and ill will in your heart, and you know it, you can, most of the time you can tell by your response. You can tell by what stirs up inside of you. You have to be honest with yourself, because if you're not honest with yourself, there's another hindrance to prayer right there, because people will do things to offend you, period, point blank. And, of course, the enemy is just trying to trick you to receive that offense. Huh. Well, hey, now, well, what else? What else could it be? Let's go on there a little bit more. Let's touch on a very sensitive one right here. Conflicts in the marriage. If you have a bunch of marital conflicts going on in your house, going on in your home, you can be sure that the Most High will not hear you. See, we've already done outlined and named a bunch of things right here that so far is explaining to you why your prayers are not getting answered. And most of it, your prayers just ain't going no higher than the ceiling. The sound is poop hitting the ceiling and it's bouncing right back down to you. I mean, 1 Peter 3:7 says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to the knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hinder. Many times, wives, they're a weaker vessel. They go off on the deep end. And then the men, they go about the wrong way trying to obtain peace in the house rather than bringing down the hammer, bringing the correction, and making sure that the wife meets his conditions, because there's all this stuff where I'm mad at you and you mad at me and I'm going to go pray, you go pray. You're wasting your time. You're literally wasting your time. A house divided is just simply not going to stand. And too many times, more often than not, we have too many offended wives, foolish women, that tear up and plug down houses. There's all this to it. All right. Well, what else? How about asking for the wrong things with the wrong motives? Many times we try to deceive others that when we're asking for things, we're asking the Father for things, we're asking Him for the right motives, when really, truly in our heart, we have something else. And we can't hide from the Most High. We simply can't hide from the Most High. James 4:2 says, you lust and you have not. You kill and you desire to have and you cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because when you ask not. And you ask, you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it up on your own lust. I'm sorry, the Most High, Yah is just not an ignorant God. I'm sorry, He's just not. He's not the ignorant person that most people think that He is. He's just not going to put up with our nonsense and our foolishness. He has prescribed conditions, and they're laid out. And if we meet His conditions, then He will hear our prayers and answer. But too many times, again, more often than not, what happens? We're right in our own eyes. We continue to keep on. We'll do this for years. We'll keep on praying in years and never have ever a change of heart, a change of mind, or a change of spirit, period. Our heart will just simply will not change, because every man in this generation seems like they have the issue, trouble, and problem of doing that which is right in their own eyes. So, hey, I just laid it out for you, the reason why your prayers are not getting answered. Makes no difference to me whether you receive it, reject it. It makes no difference to me. Mine are getting answered, but hey, I hope yours are getting answered.
All right, Mother Jennifer, what came to mind, or what did you even write down?
What came to mind for me was, disagreements between wives when it comes to their husbands. You know, a wife, if you're not in agreement with something that your husband has mandated or is doing, or, you know, a direction that he has given you, you automatically remove yourself from his covering. And this is what the enemy wants, is to divide so that you can be removed from the covering of your husband, and the enemy can get you all alone to himself to insert negative, contrary thoughts. You know, things that will get you divided from him. And so this is why it's important, even if, you know, there's something that maybe you don't quite agree with right away, it's not up to you. It's just not up to you. And you need to follow his leading. If it's something that's definitely in righteousness, you need to follow his leading instead of stirring up more confusion within the home. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Hey, next clip is it's the Psalms 139. It's only 3 minutes long. And Psalms 139, you can post it, Chef, all of it or some of it. But it's really beautiful. It's a reflection of Yah's eyes. I can't tell you how many times throughout the beginning of my walk I forgot that he could see. You know, it's easy. You know, it's easy to get caught up in your flesh while you're trying to mature, that is, because once you're mature, it shouldn't be easy to get in your flesh. But it's easy to get lost when you're trying to find a way, you know. And for me, this is a beautiful psalm and a reminder of, something we should put in our spirits, that he's always looking, and how much we really need the blood. I'm going to echo that all the time. Sometimes in my prayers, I just say the blood of Jesus, the blood. You know, I really need it. I need it. All right, here we go. It's beautiful.
I rise.
All right, sorry, hold on.
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
You know, Sister Ashley, this within itself is a really good prayer. You know, Yah honors his word. So it's always good to understand and pray the word. And just when you look at the words that are spoken, you know, search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And even the confessions that are made, you know, that Yah is always there. Wherever we go, his spirit is always there. We cannot flee from his presence. So sometimes you can just open the word and pray his word. And this is how you get the word in your heart. And he definitely honors his word. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Absolutely. I think it was just this past week they were singing our Passover song on Lion's Den, right? Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Absolutely. It is great to start praying those. You know, once again, what's the question for tonight? How do you purge yourself? What do you do? You know, it's always reflecting on iniquities. It's always confessing sins known and unknown. It's getting offenses right. It is begging to be created new, you know, and it is a great reverence for the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is not a fairy tale. Hallelujah. And the human spirit will oftentimes, you know, belittle the blood. Hallelujah. All right, so the next clip, if y'all remember, I think it was last 6 day on Blog Talk, Pastor mentioned, you ever heard of A.A. Allen? And some of his old, you know, preachings, he said it would benefit some of y'all to go back and listen. And he just, you know, sometimes he just throws things out there, giving direction for his sheep. And, you know, for me it was interesting because I'd just been listening to some of the old-timey preachers these past few weeks. And I was great to know when I came into Straightway and I was forming relationships and bonds with the those that were here before me, they directed me to the old-timey preachers that, you know, were Holy Spirit-filled or did have a love for the people and the body of Christ at this at the time. So this was long, long ago. You can find some A.A. Allen's. He had a gift of miracles. He was proclaimed to be a Christian, of course, so don't let that hinder your faith in the Most High Yah. He was a powerful man of Yah. He did many healings. And I have a clip from him tonight. He starts off a little bit talking about some mental torments, you know, some demonic oppressions. But it's another thing, of course, that another reason you need the blood, another reason you should pay homage and reverence to the blood of Jesus at the Passover would obviously be because of mental torment. But this is a fasting and deliverance clip. Mother Jennifer, you ready?
Yes, ma'am, I'm ready.
Right. I'm always trying to, you know, bring my volume in and out if I need to. So sound checks, thank you all so much for every clip is different, especially those clips that are so many years old. So here we go.
No wonder he doesn't want to come home. And no wonder he stops at the pool hall and doesn't get into midnight. Amen. Every time he comes home, somebody meets him with a frown and with a grouch. He can't stand it. No wonder husbands are leaving their wives. No wonder wives are leaving their husbands. There's never been a time when there's so much divorce and remarriage. And somebody said, I just married six times and I'm going to try the next time. And seven is a perfect number, and maybe I'll get a perfect man after all. Listen, the next one you get may be 10 times worse than the last one. I've never seen the time when so many homes are being broken up. And generally, it's because the companion is oppressed. Am I right? So a person who is oppressed is burdened down as with a weight. It needs to be weighted down. It needs to be crushed. It means to be burdened or trampled down by abuse and by authority. And husband, do you know that maybe your wife is mentally ill? Generally, they're the last ones to confess it, many times even to know it. But they're burdened down and trampled down by abuse or by authority. They're crushed, they're burdened, and they're trampled down by some kind of a foul force. Mentally, they're not right. But this is what God has called every preacher to do. And do you know that psychiatrists today are sending many of their patients back to their ministers and saying, why, my friend, this is not a case for the doctor. This is not a case for the psychiatrist. Why, this is a case for the church. This is a case for your minister. This is a case for your preacher. And many psychiatrists today are saying, why, your sickness, your oppression, your depression has a direct connection with the devil. Some kind of a spirit that isn't right. This is the case for your preacher. Go to your church. Many of them are saying, well, I went to the preacher, but he sent me to you. But many psychiatrists today are sending their people back to the church saying, this is what God told his preachers to do, and he didn't tell the psychiatrist to do it. This has something to do with evil spirits and demon spirits, and it's a job for the preacher. God told me it was my job. And tonight, in the name of Jesus, according to his word and his great commission, we're praying for those that are mentally sick, for those that are oppressed, who are trampled down, that are burdened, that are troubled, that are distressed. Hear me. God called me to do it, and as sure as God called me to do it, he's going to stand by my side while I do what God told me to do.
Hallelujah. It's definitely the works that we do here. Mother Jennifer, what came to your mind?
Yes, ma'am. There's another prayer on the website, and this one is, you know, taking authority. And it says, Heavenly Father, I stand in awe of you and your word. I reverence and worship you with my whole being. Thank you so much for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Help me to discern the basis of every demonic activity. I humbly ask you to make me aware of the devil's devices if he is moving legally or illegally to afflict or harm any of your people with sickness or disease. I choose to move and believe in agreement with the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing everything to Jesus who died for us into reality in our lives. I curse, rebuke, revoke, and dissolve anything Satan is using against me. Holy Spirit, I receive and agree with the substance of your anointing to touch my infirmities and to heal me completely. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I cast off all apathy, complacency, and a wicked tolerance of disease. Undo all sicknesses and diseases in me or in my family line right now in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, I receive healing now from the power of the Holy Spirit. I command pain to leave. I command sickness to leave. I command diseases to depart from me now in Jesus' name. They are broken and I am free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Ruach, for your full redemption and health. I take it now in Jesus' name. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Sakina, posted straightwaytruth.com. That is the website. Can you tell them how you found those prayers? Any steps to make it easier, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I went to straightwaytruth.com, and you scroll down, and right toward the end of the page, there's two of the prayers that are listed. And in order to find all of them, I went to Google, and I Googled Straightway Prayers Facebook. And it took me to Facebook, and all the prayers were listed. There's about six prayers that were listed right there. So if you have access to Facebook, you'll be able to find it right away. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. They are, very good proclamations of faith to read or say to yourself or even have your children do it as a Bible study, as a just the spirit uplifting, you know, that we need. So, so you brought in the Holy Spirit topic. My next clip was Holy Spirit related. It's another old-timey preacher, and he's gone and passed away now. But I think you guys will really enjoy it. Once again, just reflecting on all the things that we need to be clean from. You know, why do we need the blood and why do we pay reverence to it? I hope y'all are getting that concept. Just as we repeat it, or I repeat it over and over, I pray that you gain reverence for the blood of Jesus Christ tonight, as I have and am. Hallelujah. All right, let's go here. This is a little less than 10 minutes, a little bit longer of a clip. It's called A Craving for the Presence of Yah. All right. If you hear the term Christianity or Christian, don't be discouraged at all. At that time, of course, and at his the way that this man is preaching, that's who he was talking to. But you can hear the spirit of truth in his words, and it can be applicable to your life. So here we go.
There is no love, there is no devotion, there is no crying out to God, there's no desire for the holiness of God, because anyone who's shut in with God and craving his presence, that holy presence in his life will conform you to the image of Christ. God offered Moses and Israel this legal deal. He said, I promise to send an angel before you. I'll take care of you. I'll defeat all your enemies. I'll give you a land of milk and honey. Now that's saying, I'll give you salvation. I'll bless you. I'll take care of you. And it's all legal. It's a legal deal. It's a covenant. God made it, and he made it to a stiff-necked people that hadn't changed. They still had no hunger and thirst after him. He, out of sheer mercy, and that's what it is. Salvation is absolute mercy. The mercy of God came and found you. And you have a legal contract. I'm a son of God. The Bible says that settles it. And so many go on their stiff-necked way, neglecting him. They don't pray. They don't seek the face of God. There's no love. There's no devotion. And all the time God had said to Israel, I'm bringing you out of Egypt. I'll break your bondage, but I want you to love me with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and strength. This was a love affair. And here's an offer of a legal deal. God says, I have given you my binding promises. And you know, that's all some people want. Now, I know I'm not going to hell. I've been saved. And there are some people believe that they're saved and they can live like the devil and still go to heaven. What a surprise awaits those poor blinded souls. You see, see, the stiff-necked people had no desire to get to know him or to embrace him. And now you and I have two testaments, the old and the new, filled with legal promises that are yea and amen to everyone who believes. Yes, they are. He will keep his word. He will feed you. He will clothe you. He will house you. He will make sure that the enemies don't prevail over you. He's not going to keep you rich, but he'll keep you supplied. Now, you can go on with that legal deal. You can go on with that. He'll keep his word to you. But see, Israel now has for the first time to deal with this issue of God's presence. They'd never dealt with it before. They had just taken everything for granted. They took lightly the presence of the Lord. They saw all of his blessings and provisions and got bored under it all and really had no heart for him. But now they've heard the word. God says, you've got your legal deal. Now you go on your own way. I'm not going with you. I'll protect you. I'll supply all your needs. Now, if that's all you want, folks, you can have it. If all you think, well, there's a depression coming, hard times, I want my legal deal. I want to make sure there's food, everything else. That's enough for me. I have this settled faith. I've believed. I'm saved. I'm not going to hell. He's going to take care of me. Good. And when the people heard the evil tidings, you know, that the Lord's presence was going to leave, they mourned, and no man did put on his ornaments. Not to this moment. The men had been strutting around the wilderness, laden down with foolish ornaments. They got it from Egypt. Ankle bracelets, arm bracelets, armlet bracelets, trinkets of brass hanging down their neck, parading around with the old baggage of Egypt. But now, the message has come, my presence will not go with you. And so now they take off all of their ornaments, and they begin to mourn. Mourn means to weep and cry and lament. They were crying and weeping and lamenting. Now that's a message many churches don't want to hear. You can go to 9 out of 10 churches in New York, and if I got up and preached about come to the Lord and mourn for your sins and get rid of all the baggage of your past life, half the congregation would think I'm stupid or walk out. You don't want to hear it. Leave! And then God comes. They'd already put off their ornaments. And here's what he said. Now put off your ornaments. They'd already put them off. And he's coming back. Put them off now that I may know what to do with you. What he's saying, all right, you put them off temporarily, but leave them off. Don't go back to your old ways. Don't cry and mourn and then go put your ornaments back on. Don't go back to the old sins. Don't go back to your old life, your old way of thinking. Leave it. God seems to be saying an unusual thing here. It's almost like God sounds undecided. He said, take off your ornaments till I decide what I don't know what to do with you yet. He knew exactly what he was going to do, and he's waiting for something, and he found what he's waiting for in that tent out far from the camp. Because there is Moses. God found the man who is going to give him what he's looking for, what he's been waiting for all of this time. Not some kind of a legal contract. Not just somebody relying on the promises of God and begging and seeking for answers to prayer and having protection for their flesh. God says, I'm after more than that. And he found it in that tent. He found a pastor. He found an associate pastor, Joshua. He found those men on their face before God. And in these perilous times, they turned away from all of their activities, every demand on their time. Everything had to go so that they could pour their hearts out before the Lord. And folks, I believe in these perilous times, God is going to raise up a holy remnant, just like these Bible said. Everyone which sought the Lord went out to the tabernacle, which was outside the camp. This means they made a special effort. They got up every day and they went out where Moses was pleading with God, laying hold of God. I ask you, Christian, do you have that time? I'm not talking about a five-minute devotion. Do you have a craving room anywhere? Do you have a trysting spot? Do you have some place where you get alone with the Lord and say, Lord, I want more than this legal deal. I want to know you.
Hallelujah.
I want your presence in my life.
Absolutely.
I want to feel you. Folks, I go into my craving room and say, Lord, I take it by faith, yes, but I want to feel your presence. I want to feel your love, and I want you to feel mine. It's a feeling thing.
Oh, all right, that's a pretty good stopping point. I know a lot was said, but what stood out to you, Mother?
Hallelujah. I want to read another prayer that's actually on the website that actually goes with this, talking about breaking agreements and dedications that we have made. It says, I enter into your presence by the blood of Jesus, my advocate and mediator. I confess and repent for rebellion and covenant trades that I or anyone in my family line has made upon any altar or anything that has bonded my soul to any secret agreements, dedications, or words. I renounce all of these covenants and I break them by the blood of Jesus. I renounce all witchcraft, stubbornness, and idolatry in me and my family line. Jesus, apply your blood to me and to me and my case, and remove every accusation against me and my family line. I am new because I freely accept you as my Abba, my Father, my Judge, and my King. Holy Spirit, do the work of the kingdom of Yah in me and restore me to 100-fold everything the enemy has sought to take from me and my family. I bind all evil, demonic spirits, and break and loose myself from all evil ties. I command that they all be cut and severed forever in the name of Jesus. Thank you for setting me free. I worship you, Father, and thank you for being mindful of me. I command all evil and related spirits with desire to wound me, and I command and declare any and all petitions which you may bring as the accuser to be void by the blood of Jesus. I spoil and cancel all accusations and finger-pointing, and I loose the blood of Jesus to cover me and protect me in the name of Jesus. Thank you for setting me free. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. All right. Let's play our first song and my new favorite.
Pass over me.
Jennifer, we need the blood. Let's jump to the next clip. Hallelujah. Receiving the Holy Spirit.
People hear me on YouTube, and they hear me speak a lot about the Holy Spirit. And many, many people out there do not understand the subject of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Spirit. And, you know, they hear me talking about receiving the Holy Spirit. And they're unfamiliar with this. I tell you what, when I was in Canada this year, what I did was I spent an extraordinary amount of time to write an e-book that I have just literally made free to the public. It's 19 pages, probably like 18 pages of reading. And I go into extensive detail explaining the Holy Spirit. Oh, in the Hebrew, it's called the Ruach. I want you to go to straightway.com, and it's spelled S-T-R-A-I-T-W-A-Y. That's straightway.com. Go to S-T-R-A-I-T-W-A-Y. If you want to know what the scripture says, the Bible says, the prophets, what the apostles, and the early church, the early assembly, thought, believed about the Ruach, the Holy Spirit. If you're really, truly interested in this subject and you want the unapologetic truth, you want the uncompromising truth, you want the unadulterated truth, then go to straightway.com, S-T-R-A-I-T-W-A-Y. You'll scroll a quarter way down the page, and you will see an e-book there. It has a lion. Looks like a lion coming out of fire. Go there. Download that, because soon I'm going to, matter of fact, Brother Stephen Cannon is working on publishing it as a little small book, because from all over the world and from one end of the United States to the next, we have been flooded with people who have found joy in their lives, who have actually in their own homes and places have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Go there. Download that book. You will thank me for it later on. I go into great detail explaining the Holy Spirit. Not only that, I even talk about my personal experience. So if you want to be edified, if you really truly want the Holy Spirit like the early assembly had, and you want understanding and comprehension of it, just go there. It's a quarter way down. You can't miss it. Download it. Pass it to your friends. Copy it. Paste it. Because soon it's going to be published in a book form.
Hallelujah. And by now, it is no longer free. But it's under $10. Mother Jennifer, tell me your Holy Spirit experience, Mother Jennifer. How'd you get it?
Sister Ashley, I remember making a trip to Straightway and really being desperate for his spirit because, you know, in Christianity I didn't have an understanding of why we needed the spirit. I had no understanding at all. In Christianity I heard you know, people speaking in tongues, but things were just never explained to me as to why we needed his spirit. And when I came this way, I came the straight way, and Pastor really taught about, you know, the Holy Spirit being a seal, you know, that you are sealed, and it's a sign that you are his, and how we are led by his spirit, and we're empowered by his spirit. And, you know, the more I learned, the more and more desperate I became. And I remember being at home and just really seeking for the Spirit on my own. And it was a Sabbath, and I think it was George's time to come and fellowship with Straightway Tennessee. And I remember pulling, I think it was Granny Diane, I remember pulling Granny Diane aside and just telling her, you know, I really want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And she went and got Mother Carol and Sister Ashley and I think it was Granny Barb and a few other women. And, you know, I just remember everyone just praising the Father. It was just a true praise to the Father. There was no show. There was nothing. And I was so encouraged by the praise and just really, I knew I was going to receive that day. You know, there was so much faith in the air. I knew I was going to receive his Spirit that day. And I closed my eyes, and it was literally like it was me and Yah. And within 5 minutes, you know, it didn't take long at all. He filled me. You know, his presence was in the place. His presence was within me. I started speaking in tongues, and I was so overjoyed and so overwhelmed that he would think of me enough to grant me his Spirit. And everyone around me started rejoicing. You know, my true sisters were truly happy for me. There was no competition. There was, you know, there was nothing but love in that moment right there. And so that's just a glimpse of, you know, what happened and what led up to and how I received the Spirit. Sister Ashley?
Thank you so much. It's beautiful. Hallelujah. Beautiful. All right. And my beloved gave you his Spirit like he gave it to me. And here's a real simple Holy Spirit prayer, real simple, less than a minute long, just to kind of get your faith going and get you going in the right direction and let Yah take over. Let's go to Holy Spirit prayer from 2012, Pastor Dow.
You are my baptizer, and your word said that you would baptize me. Please baptize me in the Spirit. Baptize me in the Ruach. I receive and accept the new language you have given me. Help me to release in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
That's pretty simple, huh, Mother Jennifer? That is pretty simple. Don't want to overcomplicate it. I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Sharon, Sister Hannah, hallelujah, in Africa. Bless you, bless you. I'm going to play another music break. Not too many clips left tonight. Please, if you have any questions about tonight's topic, any topic, something we can help you with, or just even the feast coming up, no show next week. Remember that. So not much longer on tonight's show. Hope you're getting something out of this and just even initiating even further cleansing that you may do, giving honor to the blood of Jesus Christ. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Anything on your heart during the break, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to, there's a prayer that talks about hunger. You know, we talked about receiving the Spirit of Yah, but there's one that talks about asking for his gifts. And it says, Father, my Abba and my righteous judge, please create in me a right spirit and a renewed hunger for more anointing of your Spirit. Father, give me more faith to receive your gifts of the Spirit. Impart to me a stronger filling of your Spirit. I ask this in Jesus' name. Again, from straightwaytruth.com. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Hey, we walk this thing up from, you know, the baby steps of, the, you know, coming into the faith and wanting to be cleansed and understanding your father's sins. Maybe that's a new introduction for you tonight. Confessing them, having sins that are actually laid upon you. Only one can take those sins away. I can't, no one else, your husband can't. I hope you're going to the right one. Hallelujah. We walked it on up to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is needed. You know, we must crave the Holy Spirit. You must. It's the only way we can fight sin, hell, and the devil. Hallelujah. Walk through some prayers.
Sister Ashley.
Yes.
If I can interrupt real quick before we go to another clip, there's a question in the chat room. I don't know if you want to take that or not.
Thank you very much. Can you read it to me? Is it in front of you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's right in front of me. It says,
right.
In order to receive the Holy Spirit, do I have to speak in tongues? And how do I know that I am speaking in tongues? I know that there are other gifts of the Holy Spirit. Is that another way to receive Yah's Holy Spirit? Sister Ashley?
Is there another way? Absolutely not. Speaking in tongues is the evidence. It is the only evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit. There's no other way. If you don't speak in tongues, you don't have his indwelling of the Spirit. You can have his Spirit abide with you, guide you, lead you, walk with you, but not be in you. That's the seal. That's what you need. There is a speaking in tongues compilation on Straightway Tech Team, as well as Speaking in Tongues Part 1. I don't know how many parts it is on Pastor Dow. The reason I direct you that way is because the Spirit of Yah is the one who feeds your spirit, your being, you know, and with your questions and just your lack of experience in being around people who are spirit-filled or having it or speaking in tongues, then you would need to have hearing. You know, faith come by hearing, faith come by hearing, faith come by hearing. You must have faith in the thing that you're asking for. You must begin to cultivate a belief in it. You need to believe in its existence. And then the Holy Spirit can do a work in you and with you as you hear our shepherd. That is how we received, you know, we heard. We heard someone else had it. What is it? We heard someone else got it. How? We read the e-book, Pastor Dow got it, you know, over 25 years ago. What did he do? You know, and we all hunger too. So it's very important for you to meet that requirement for your own soul, to understand the thing that you're yearning for. It's a great question. I'm very, very glad that you're thirsty and hungry to ask it. I lived many years without it. I was 27 when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'd never heard it preached. I'd never even heard the word Holy Spirit together. Never. Not in any drive-by churches that I ever, you know, floated into. It was brand new to me, brand new. That's not some people's story. Some stories are, they have an indoctrination. They have something truly hindering them because it's not real, or everyone has it, you know, or he's with you from birth, right? You need the indwelling spirit. Don't condemn yourself for not having it. Hunger, thirst, and receive. It's a gift. Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, and it looks like our dear Brother Ugly has posted a link for the Speaking in Tongues playlist on YouTube, and there's a lot of information that would be in that playlist. Sister Ashley? I think you're muted, Sister Ashley.
How'd you know? I was. Shout out to the new listeners tonight. It says here in the chat room, hi, I'm new. I've been listening to you for a couple months. Thank you for this. I love hearing y'all's word from sisters. It's truly a blessing. The feast is coming up, and I'm so excited. I've been studying as much as I can to uphold it with the most honor for y'all. I wish I could be around other sisters for this cause. I have so many questions. Hallelujah. Your spirit is probably just so hungry, you know, and truly when you see something so foreign, such a straightway. There's nothing else really out there, I don't believe, I've ever found that resembles us and our drive and our desire for holiness and our desire for the truth. So we are the remnant of the Most High Yah. So welcome to your family. And usually those who don't have sisters is only for a period of time. You'll have friends and bonds and relationships that really build within the ministry, as well as others who may even be around you and you won't know, you know, in your country, in your city. So thank you very much. Here's a question from the chat room. It says, at what point are wicked thoughts from Satan considered a spirit that you need deliverance for, or for after continually casting them down? What point are wicked thoughts from Satan considered a spirit is when you're tormented. When you're tormented. You believe it's you, so you endure and you cast down and you cast down and you cast down, but it's really a mental oppression and a torment for you. It brings tears, sadness, takes your mind for minutes or for hours, takes your focus off of your task. It drags you down. It oppresses you truly, causing sadness or any negative emotion, anger or frustration. All of us are completely loaded and maxed out with demons, and some of us are hungry for freedom. So you can, you know, decide who you want to be and where do you want to spend your life, just casting down, or you want to get into the battle, you know, really get into the grind. Mother Jennifer?
And there's also more information on the Straightway Truth website on binding and loosing. You know, there's scripture that talks about binding and loosing. There's even a prayer of binding and loosing. There's deliverance information on the website. So it's, there's so much information on the website. You could literally go on there and you can read for months and months and months. And, you know, you can receive new revelation every single time you go on there. So it's really important to really envelop yourself in the information that has been put out there, because there's tons of information, classic information, and it's continually being updated. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. Well, open the phone lines. We haven't done it in a while. Your guest call-in number is 310-982-4226. If you'd like to call in, you got to press 1 so we can see your number. Guest call-in is 310-982-4226. If you have questions, there's quite a few of you listening out there tonight. Thank you so much, Brother Ugly, for posting Holy Spirit Baptism playlist, Speaking in Tongues playlist. You can see how all the many wives of the Messiah are eager to show you the Messiah, those of you who are new, you know, show you our husband. Hallelujah. So thank you for the questions. Got some more clips, so we'll just go on down the line. So I was kind of walking it up and I was saying all the reasons we need the blood. You know, these are some of the things in my heart, you know, approaching Passover, the reasons that we as a people need the blood and the honor. I keep saying we need the blood. If you think about the word ready, you know, you see someone down in a stance running a track race or about to jump hurdles and they're down like on one knee. That's a readiness, right? And the blood of Jesus is truly ready to forgive. You know, in that proper stance, just right there, ready. But so much is required of us, too. So we're walking down some of the sins and confessions and iniquities, and then all the way up into the Holy Spirit that we yearn for. And then also another aspect that I want to talk about, and maybe this is for some of you who have been around for years or been with the Father through many storms in your respective places or in this faith, the renewing of your strength. The renewing of your strength is often something that really needs to transpire. And it's not about how long you've been with the Father at all. Please don't be intimidated by anything I speak wrongly. I truly mean that your strength can waver. And at times you need the blood for that as well. So got a clip here. Let me go. I just looked down and my timestamp is wrong. Hold on. I'm going to rewind and get it right where it needs to be. All right, here we go. Let's consider the renewing of our strength when we hear these words. Another old-timey preacher.
Because you don't pray, you don't seek the face of God, you don't wait on the Lord, you become weaker and weaker and weaker. And these games are played with the Holy Ghost. And out goes his eye. They absolutely pluck out his eyes. How patient God is, though, with this man. He stays with Samson through his aborted marriage to a Philistine woman. Holy Ghost still is with him. The Spirit stayed with him through his affair with the harlot in Gaza. The Spirit was very patient with his relationship with the harlot Delilah down in the Valley of Sorek. And even in the brothel of this prostitute, the Holy Ghost stays with him through his first flirtation. You know, he says, you bind me with green cords and my strength is gone. And he gets up after a night of pleasure and shakes it off as if nothing happens. The Holy Ghost goes with him the second time. He goes to the brothel and flirts with Delilah, goes back, and he tells her another lie. This man is lying. This man is playing games. This man is taking his anointing and his strength for granted. He goes, God, the Holy Ghost stays with him the second time. And I'm going to tell you, he's even there the third time. It's amazing when you read this story how patient the Holy Ghost is. But I want you to know that every time that happened, this man was losing strength. All he had left by the third time was enough strength to save his life, his skin. And I want you to know, folks, and listen very, very closely to me, this is what happens. I preach to myself. I preach to you right now. The Holy Ghost is patient. He is loving. He is kind. How often he goes with us through one battle after another. He goes with us through one indulgence after another, one failure after another. He's there. He's patient. But there comes a time when God says, now wait a minute. This servant of mine, this child of mine, Samson, he's taking this for granted. He's come to the place now where I cannot strive with him anymore because he's not listening, because the Holy Ghost kept striving, and the Holy Ghost was trying to keep him back all the time, striving, saying, now look, I've been patient with you. I've been going and going and going. Is there come a time when God, didn't he say my spirit will not always strive with men? Does there come a time when the Holy Ghost just has to back away and give a man or woman over to their sin? Does there come a time when God is so loving and so gracious and so overwhelmingly kind and long-suffering, and yet he sees if he, you have come to the place where you no longer value the touch of God. You no longer value, take for granted the things of God. You take your salvation for granted. You take his grace for granted. You take his mercy for granted. God knows that you're going to destroy yourself. This must be the hardest thing the Holy Ghost has to do.
Hallelujah. Consider that. Consider when you need to renew your strength, that maybe perhaps you've taken something for granted. Mother Jennifer.
And you have to understand and know, you know, what that looks like, the level of pride that presents itself within you when you start to take him for granted, you know, taking his compassion and his mercy and his grace and his forgiveness for granted. You have to know the level of pride that you're operating in to actually feed that that apathy of, you know, taking advantage of his grace. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. A couple clips left. Thank y'all so much for listening, tuning in tonight. I hope you're getting something from it. Here's another one from an old-timey message, the renewing of your strength, same message we just listened to. Once again, thank you to those who went on before me, everyone who, even those who have left the faith that went on before me, who paved the way. Hallelujah. I truly consider how truly difficult it was on this community when it first started, and how many people strived and strived even for years to build something that I still benefit from, you know, to build or lay their hand to something that I still benefit from. I thank the Most High Yah for every tool he's ever used. Hallelujah. Here we go back to the renewing of our strength.
They take the strength of Christ for granted. This infusion of grace, this infusion of power, this infusion of strength from the Lord, they take it for granted. And Samson is the classic case. These people see no need to protect the anointing. They hold it lightly. There's no need to nourish it. There's no need to renew it. And this is the classic example in the life story of Samson. This is not a romantic story. This is a tragic story. You see, the strength that God gave to this man was the only thing he had. It was God-given. It was something that God wanted him to remind himself about every day, how he got it. He was called to be a Nazarite. That means consecrated and set apart to the Lord. His life, even the way he dressed, his hair to be unshaven, no touching of wine, no touching of death anywhere, no dead person, not even relative, because his life was to be a protest against the wickedness. It was a protest, and Nazarite was a protest against the inroads of wickedness in the church.
Hallelujah. Pause for a moment. It's not about Nazarite. It's not about Samson, right? It's definitely about us. I like the word that he used, protest. When you think about your life being a protest, it'll help you, you know, renew your strength to walk forward. You're protesting a lot of things. Hallelujah. And it won't feel like such opposition when you know you're protesting with more of a aggression about it. You know, a humility, of course, but more of a vision in sight. Hallelujah.
It was a protest. And God said, I want you to know that I've set you apart, the hand of God. My hand is upon you. I've given you something. I've given you a strength. And every time you need strength, the Spirit of God will come upon you. Beloved, his strength was not in his hair. If you believe that, you're a mystic. You're a heathen. That's magic. No such thing. You read all through the scripture, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, the Spirit of the Lord came on him mightily. That's where his strength was. The Spirit of God came on him because he was chosen. There is no strength against sin except through the power of the Holy Ghost. You can't battle. There is no strength against temptation.
Hallelujah.
You can make all the promises you want. You say, I'll grit my teeth and grin and bear it. I'll get through. You hope enough tapes and enough books and enough telephone calls and enough counseling will get you through. Well, do it. Only through the power of the Holy Ghost coming upon you. Now, Samson told the harlot Delilah what he always knew all along. If I'd be shaven, in other words, if you cut my hair, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And she made him sleep between her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off his 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Now, the Philistines boasted.
think we can stop there. It's just a good reflection, some good points that he made. Hallelujah. For we have been given strength by the Most High Yah too. And it's through our grievances, our flesh, our acting out, our offenses, the things that we continue year after year to permit or to allow our vessels to manifest. That's where he's going to, you know, that's how he would depart. Hallelujah. So it's not my fear that he would depart from me when I know that I'm giving my all. If he chooses to depart from me or I lose his spirit, it'll still be with me truly, Mother Jennifer, dying, trying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Ashley, you use the word protest, and, you know, it's a really good word to really consider and to think of when you look at a world that is just so far away from the mind of Yah, so contrary to the mind of Yah, and you want to, you know, that you want to separate yourself as far as you possibly can from that type of mindset, from that world. And protest is a really good word to always have in mind, because you live your life in protest to the norm, you know, to the way that everyone else is thinking or doing something. And that protest actually gets you closer to the Most High Yah. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely. All right, let's wrap it up with a clip from this past Sabbath service, 4-2-2022, Pastor Dell. As we all prepare our hearts for the Passover, I hope this helps you. I do want to bring up the word intimidation, because it's not uncommon, I should say, it is common for sisters to report that when they come together or come here for the first time or come around community sisters, that they're very intimidated. They're very intimidated by those who are set apart. An old-timey preacher once said that no man that has a relationship with the Most High Yah is intimidated by another being. You understand that? No, I'm going to say woman, that has a relationship with the Most High Yah is ever intimidated by another woman. You understand the power of that? You also can understand how you lack, if there's any intimidation in you. It's a good provoking thing, but it's not, but I can see how the enemy would actually use it to suppress you, oppress you, make your experience heavy, for example. I just want to throw that out there because I want to encourage you that you have someone before you showing you the way. You know, you have set before you two ways, by the way, because when you get here, you still have to choose. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer.
And, you know, I think we have to know and understand that everyone has their own walk. Everyone has their own battles. Everyone has their own strengths. And, you know, you have to learn how to respect the strengths in your sister. You know, get to know your sister and really learn to understand who you are, understand your value, and that way you won't try to compare yourself to someone else, thinking that you're less than because of, you know, because of your struggles, because of your battles. But just really get to know somebody not based on your insecurities, but really get to know someone based on love and the fact that the Father unites us. Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. We have a phone call. We're going to area code 562. I'm going to pull you up, 562. If there's any noise behind you, we're going to be able to hear it. Make sure you step away from your computer if that's what you're listening from. Hallelujah. Area code 562, listen through your phone. It's been a while. Welcome to the show. Area code 562, you're live.
Hi, Shalom. Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. This is the first time I've ever called, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do.
Like, Shalom.
I've grown so much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, I'm ready to hear more. I didn't want to cut you off. That's all, my sister. You're very, very welcome from Mother and myself. Mother and I are not together, so I can't physically see when she would like to speak. And then I'm over here excited for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Please tell everyone who you are.
Oh, my name's Nanette, and I'm from California, and I'm just so thankful for all that you've taught, and I really didn't mean to cry, but it's just overwhelming, and so I thank you, and I've been meaning to call for a while, but I haven't been able to get in, and so sorry for all the noise in the back. I'm just driving back, so I thank you for all the wisdom that you shared. I thank you for your willingness. I thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you for, you had mentioned earlier that the ones that have gone before you, and I just thank you for going before us and being a willing vessel, and so much more to say, but it's hard to talk through crying, so.
Bless you. Oh, never, never stop your tears. Never, never, never stop your tears. I understand you're trying to get your thoughts together for the show. The chat room is saying, bless you. My small audience that didn't speak tonight, didn't you say bless you, Nanette?
Bless
you. Hallelujah. I got a small audience behind me. Mother Jennifer, this is Nanette from California, she says, and I just responded to you moments ago. I sent an email to you even while we were live on this show. I was very encouraged by your email response to me, so thank you so much for staying connected. Stand really strong, my sister. The enemy comes hard for the remnant, okay? He's going to test you in every way. Yah's going to test you, and I know that he can do for you what he's done for us. I appreciate your honor, and thank you for listening, Mother Jennifer. Say something to Sister Nanette.
Bless you, Sister Nanette. I see your name in the chat room pretty much every week, and it's an honor to be able to meet you and to be able to put a voice to the name, and thank you for listening, and thank you so much for the fight in you for righteousness.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Nanette. I'm hanging up now. All right, enjoy your ride. Y'all speed. Let's go to the next phone call. It's 832. Area code 832, you're live, sister. Area code 832, you're live.
Bless you, Sister Nanette. I'm hanging up now. All
right. Hold off just for a second. Area code 832, if you intended to press 1 and talk to us, I'm going to leave you in the queue because I still got you up, but you just got to step away from your computer, okay? All right, 832, I'll be right back. I'm going to play a song for Sister Nanette and for everyone who loves the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, we're going back to, okay, 832 dropped off. Bless you, Nanette, from everybody. Let me see what I got here. I am completely finished with all clips except Pastor Dallas Sabbath service, okay? So let's go there. He's about to read Luke 22:1, where it says, now the feast of the unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. That is the reason we're coming together. That's the reason you're traveling here. Hallelujah. It is not to be taken lightly. I definitely have just a worship and a reverence and a sobriety about my spirit. I'm just sharing that with y'all when Passover comes. It's not one of the, for me, how do you say it? You know, more like the rejoicing is so different. The reverence is so different in my being, So here we go. Here's a clip.
Now the Feast of Unleavened Bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. John 6:4, and the Passover, a feast of the Yehudi, was nigh. Who was the feast for? Hebrews 11:28. Through faith. We put emphasis on that word right there, all right? He kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Moses, through faith, kept the Passover. All right? Israel did. So let's talk about this faith for a moment. All right? See, we've got a few things that we've got to get right before we approach unto Yah.
We got a few things we got to get right before we approach unto Yah, right? That's what we've been talking about tonight.
It's about how we approach this.
Yes.
Are you following? Hebrews 8:13 says, in that he said, a new covenant had he made the first old. Now that which decayeth and wax old is ready to vanish. New covenant. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So, what are we supposed to be looking at?
The things which are not
seen. You hear that? He says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen is what?
Temporal.
Y'all get this, right? But the things which are not seen are what?
Eternal.
So, we're not to be looking at the things which are seen. You get that? It's the stuff making sense, right? Proverbs 7:1, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with you. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them upon the fingers. Write them upon the tables of your what?
Heart.
Upon the tables of your what?
Heart.
Now, faith. That's that word again, faith, right? It's a substance of things what?
Hope
for and the evidence of things not seen. Not seen. See, he's putting a lot of emphasis on this, right? Isn't it right? Y'all hear this? Now, Israel had trouble, just like the world has trouble, in obeying this covenant. Are you following? And you know the reason why they had trouble in obeying this covenant? Huh? The reason why they had trouble is because they were in the flesh. See, when you read the covenant, when you read the book, and you come from your previous condition, all you see is a bunch of rules and regulations. Are you following me? And you look at them things, you go, man, I can't do nothing. Are you following? Because that's the reasoning and the logic of the natural man. Isn't it right? Isn't it right? Are you following me? There wasn't nothing wrong with the covenant. Huh? What really need to decay and vanish and pass away was his old man. Hallelujah. Y'all get that? Because you can't walk in the flesh and obey his covenant. Are you following me? Because flesh and blood is not going to enter into the kingdom. Why? Because you can see that. But what the world can't see and what you are able to see is that newborn again man that's been created in Messiah. That man that wants to obey Yah. That man loves Yah. Huh? That man that is born again. Y'all getting that right? So your old flesh couldn't obey it. But this new man of yours, it delights in the law of Yahweh and Elohim. You see what I mean? So now that you're born again, it doesn't look like a bunch of rules and regulations. Are you following me? Huh? It's a 100% delight. You get that? That's how you know you're born again. That's how you know you're born again. See, the old man gets weary. Huh? But the new man is renewed day by day. That's what faith is. The faith is, the faith faith is not what you can see in your natural state, your external state. Huh? The faith is the substance of things, what? Hope for, the evidence of things, what? Not seen. That's why the world don't know you, because they didn't know him, because they can't see the new, born again, inward man, renewed man, that longeth and lusteth after Yah. That's faith. Whereas before, the old man, it looked like a big old book of laws and do's and don'ts. Now that new man, he opens up the book and says, I delight to do thy will, oh God.
Hallelujah. I delight in the Passover. I delight. I actually delight in repenting. I do. It's part of the journey. I delight in the entirety of the blood and the covenant of the Lamb. I pray that you are all growing, hallelujah, and loving it like I am, finding joy, digging for her as if she were diamonds. Mother Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, before coming this way and getting an understanding of the truth, I remember thinking about the law and just in total ignorance, not having any understanding of the law. But, you know, I know the mindset that Pastor is talking about, thinking of how binding it is, you know. But coming this way and really getting an understanding of the law, I now have a love of the law. You know, I'm no longer out there just not being governed, you know, at all. I'm so happy to have a guide. I'm so happy to have a law in my heart that I can love to actually lead us and to give us the, you know, the rules that we need to actually live by and to have a love for it as well. So it's an honor and a blessing, and it's a blessing to really learn to love his law more and more every day and to look at it and understand that, wow, you know, it is possible to love the law, just like David said. Sister Ashley.
Glory. All right, 832, we're going to bring you back up. 832, we're going to bring you back up. Hallelujah. When I bring you up, just step away from your computer. Thanks for calling back in. Let's see if it'll go through this time. 832, you're live on Sister to Sister. Bless you. Thank you for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Can you all hear me?
Yes, very well. You're very clear. Speak to us.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Shalom. Shalom. Blessings to you, Sister Ashley. Blessings to you, Mother Jennifer. And this is Sister Victoria in Texas. I am so looking forward to seeing y'all both again for Passover and giving y'all big hugs and all my other sisters that I'm going to be seeing at Passover as well.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Sister Victoria Robertson. I see you in the chat rooms following everything the brothers are doing, listening to us, growing. Bless your husband and your children for me, but go ahead. Say anything else.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You know, coming into this walk has been a big, huge eye-changer and eye-opener for me, and it's made me become a better sister. It's made me become a better mother. And it's become maybe just, you know, be a better follower, because I thought I knew, but apparently I knew nothing compared to what I know now. And I've only been doing in this walk for like a little over a year. And within a few months, I have grown. I know more about Jesus and Yah than I ever knew in my entire time in the quote unquote church. And I just want to, you know, praise Yah for leading my master to Straightway so I can be better and glorify Yah the way that he deserves it.
Yes, yes, indeed. Hit that shofar, Chef. Hallelujah for growth. Here we go. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, I know you're glorifying Yah and testifying of the growth, but it's painful too, huh?
Oh, yeah. Growing pains. Yes, ma'am. I can't describe, but it's when you love the law, like what y'all are saying, you like the correction. I love the rebuke. I love the correction because it just makes me better.
Absolutely. Hey, that's very well said. Simple in a few words. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for calling in. Anything else?
Leslie would love to say shalom to all of you, if y'all don't mind.
Yes. Come on. Come on. Shalom, Leslie. Audience, say shalom, Leslie.
Leslie, you want to say shalom? Say shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. You stay holy, all right? Grow like your mama.
How old are you?
Thank you.
6 and 6.
All right, now, what did you do today? Leslie, what did you do today?
I helped Mama do in the garden.
You helped Mama do a garden? Hallelujah. Good job. Good job. I'll high five you when you get here, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Hey, Leslie, you're getting a bunch of shaloms and hallelujahs from the chat room. That's the people that are listening from far, far, far away from where you are. They're saying shalom and
hallelujah. Bless y'all.
Yes. Bless you. Thank you for calling. I'm going to let y'all go.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you. Bless you, Mother Jennifer.
Bless you. Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, let's go out with this encouragement right here. Y'all go with me.
Hallelujah. Hey, man. Hey, look. What buddy say on YouTube when they got pulled over? I'm going to tell you just like this. If you don't want to praise and worship Yah tonight, just leave now. Just leave now, okay? Because I'm telling you right now, after what happened today and after what we heard, what we just heard, there's nothing else left to do but just praise and worship the King. Like, for real. Shabbat shalom to all the righteous of Israel. Bless y'all. Bless y'all abundantly. We hype. We've been sweating for the last hour. Straight up. Excited. Man. Hey, same as all running, man. Come on with it, man. Yeah. Praise Land was here this week. Brother Kabir came here. He actually-